From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It takes weeks, months, even years to write a song, but NPR's Project Song challenges musicians to do it in just 2 days. Needless to say, every Project Song participant worked right up to the last minute. That is, until Moby. He and his collaborator, Kelly Scar, finished their song in a little over a day. In fact, they had so much time left over, they recorded a second version of the song. And after that, they gave a small concert for the staff of NPR.
Somewhere there's a Sunday in the fall where everything you love is safe and warm.
So how did this song take shape? Well, you're about to find out. Bob Boylan, host of NPR's All Songs Considered, takes us through the creative process with Project Song.
Moby carved out a career making electronic dance music and knocked everyone out in 1999 with a record called Play. That album sold more than 10 million copies. Moby generally works alone in his New York apartment, but for Project Song, we asked him to bring along a collaborator. He picked Kelly Scar, a Brooklyn-based singer and songwriter with a breathtaking voice. They arrived at NPR a bit nervous and eager.
I have to say, the thought of cheating crossed my mind. The thought of, like, having all the chords and everything written on my BlackBerry. I was like, I'm just checking my message. But I like the idea of sort of, like, hurling myself into a process that I have very little control over.
Do you feel the same way, or does that scare you?
It's a little scary, but I'm with the boss.
I kick off the songwriting process by showing them a series of photographs and words. One of these images will become the inspiration for Moby and Kelly's song. The photographs I've chosen are surreal. They were created by New York artist Phil Toledano. We'll have a slideshow of his work on our website. They're astonishing. Moby and Kelly are both drawn to an image of a man in the woods wearing a trench coat. There's a brown briefcase on the earthen floor beside him, and his head looks like a glowing storm cloud.
Sort of feels like a still from a David Lynch movie, which is really good. And it has a desolate quality and like a disconcerting loneliness to it that I really like.
Next, I give them a series of words to choose from. Moby picks the word flight, and Kelly chooses Sunday. And that word gets Moby thinking.
So Sundays, to me, I just never, like, to me, it's the most depressing day of the week. I mean, Saturday, when you has that sort of, like, there's a liveliness to it, and people are doing interesting things. And Sundays, just, like, it's anemic, you know. And Sundays, also, for me, like, the way I like it with this picture is growing up in Connecticut, a lot of my Sundays were spent by myself walking in the woods.
Mm. That's perfect.
Kelly Scar?
Perfect.
Yeah. I think we're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Record time, I might add. Moby puts the card with the word Sunday printed on it, along with the photograph, on a nearby chair. He picks up a bass guitar and immediately starts playing this riff in the key of E. Turns out, this hastily played bass line would become the bedrock for their new song. And it wasn't long before Moby asked NPR engineer Neil Tivolt to begin the recording.
Okay, we're rolling.
Okay.
And with a click track, a sort of metronome, set at the proper tempo, Moby begins to build a song. This 5-minute bass part becomes the foundation.
Okay, that's it for bass. Can we get the electric guitar set up?
Yeah.
Thanks. So what happens if we're all finished today?
Let's see, you want to host All Things Considered tomorrow?
So now, drums?
Moby puts on headphones so he can hear the click track, along with his newly recorded bass part. He sits down at the drum kit and taps out a fairly simple rhythm. Then he lays down an eerie and ethereal track on the Fender Rhodes piano. Then it's on to electric guitar.
Start from the beginning, please.
Yep.
Thanks.
And all the while, collaborator Kelly Scar is in the control room listening to the recordings and jotting down ideas for words she'll sing. Moby sits down with Kelly Scar to work out the lyrics. At times, there's tension, a part of any collaboration, and sometimes they just feed off each other's ideas.
So, lyrics or melody?
Yeah, I have an idea for the chorus.
Okay, wait, so one, two.
Somewhere
there's a Sunday in the fall, somewhere where you're gathering the call that's calling you home. That was what I had.
What's that?
If you don't like it, it's okay.
No, I do. I'm just thinking.
I have lots of different lyric ideas too, but kept seeing, like, you know, like the thin light coming through the trees. I don't know if that's a cliched that's nice. State sentence. Thin light.
Thin light's nice.
Okay.
Chorus again.
Okay.
One, two.
Somewhere there's a Sunday in the fall, somewhere where you're gathering the call that's calling you home.
Gathering the call?
Calm, like gathering up the calm so that you start again.
Awesome. Okay, so somewhere there's a Sunday in the fall, somewhere where everything is safe and warm.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere there's a Sunday in the fall, where everything you love is safe and warm, where everything was right, but I'm never going home.
So, about 6.5 hours after choosing a picture and a word, Moby and Kelly Scar have a song, and it's almost finished. I ask them to take a break and talk about their creation while the process is still fresh.
Is there any sort of connection that made you play that melody? It was 2 minutes, and you were laying down a 5-minute verse-chorus piece. Can you understand that stuff?
I was looking at the picture, and it just seemed right.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Rodin? Some famous sculptor. They were asked, like, how do you do your sculptures? And he said, well, I just chip away everything that doesn't look like the thing I'm trying to represent. And so with this, I was like, well, the options are kind of limited because it's dark and atmospheric. And I was like, well, so the song has to have a quality of darkness to it and has to be atmospheric. My favorite type of unsettling art is art that isn't immediately unsettling. The classic example is Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife. You know, like if you first hear Mack the Knife, you're like, oh, it's a happy little song. And then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, this is terrifying.
Mm.
So to an extent, that's sort of that was what I was going through my head.
You can listen and download the song called Gone to Sleep and watch Moby and Kelly Scar create and record their tune. Go to npr.org and find previous project songs there as well. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.